is 5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Tuesday, December 9th, on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Jenny Nyman. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, teacher and principal retention in Alaska has dipped to a new low since the COVID-19 pandemic. But first, the Kenai Peninsula Borough wants to limit how much property assessments increase each year in response to recent significant year-over-year surges. Borough Assembly members last week voted to formally request state lawmakers give the borough the power to set the rate. The borough needs help from the Alaska legislature because the powers of Alaska boroughs are set in state law. The assembly resolution requests a statutory change expanding the borough's authority. The proposal comes from Borough Mayor Peter Michicki, who's also the former president of the Alaska Senate. He says recent sharp increases in the assessed value of borough property have caused financial hardship for borough property owners.
What goes up does come down. What we're trying to do is eliminate those high peaks that really impact working families and seniors.
When the assessed value of a property goes up, that property owner usually pays more in property taxes to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. In recent years, the borough has lowered its property tax rate to try and offset the impacts of higher assessments. But Michicki says adjusting that rate doesn't fully soften the blow. The resolution passed by assembly members does not actually set a cap. That change would need to come from the legislature. If lawmakers updated state law, local assembly members would need to introduce and pass a corresponding ordinance. Assembly members passed the resolution 7-1. Southern Peninsula Representative Willie Dunn cast the vote in opposition. He pointed to public comments made by a former assembly vice president that raised several concerns about the resolution, including whether a cap would disproportionately impact new homeowners.
I'm hesitant to move forward too quickly without looking at potential unintended consequences from something like this. In any event, so I'm not quite ready to support this as it's written.
The Assembly's resolution comes as the borough works to improve the relationship between residents and its assessing department. In October, Assembly members overhauled the borough's tax code with the goal of making it easier for borough taxpayers to navigate. Teacher and principal turnover rates in Alaska have increased overall beyond levels preceding the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to new data from the Institute of Social and Economic Research, or ICER, and it comes as the state continues working on ways to improve teacher retention and recruitment. Dana DeFeo is the director of the Center for Alaska Education Policy Research, a clearinghouse for education-related work with ICER. She said at a state Board of Education meeting last week that the teacher and principal turnover rate has generally risen beyond rates seen before COVID-19.
We're seeing just a fairly steady, consistent upward trend. And like I said, we're going to see this pattern no matter how we slice the data.
In 2024, 17% of teachers and 27% of principals left their school districts. While turnover decreased during the pandemic, the new data marks an overall increase since 2013. The research builds on previous work, which studied turnover rates in 2019 and 2021. While principal turnover is generally higher than teacher turnover, DeFeo says the trend depends on the type of community.
When we start to dig into the data, they show that educator turnover is not a monolith. It looks different. It looks different in different places. It looks different in different contexts. And as we develop policies and as we develop programs to interrupt these patterns, it's kind of useful to look at the nuances of these data.
For example, in 2024, principals left schools at a higher rate than teachers in communities outside of cities, But the opposite is true for urban schools, where about 30% of teachers left, as opposed to 21% of principals. According to a University of Alaska report to the state legislature, teacher turnover rates statewide sat above the national average between 2012 and 2021. High turnover is associated with negative student outcomes. The state has been working on improving teacher retention since at least 2020. That includes a teacher apprenticeship at the University of Alaska Anchorage and Fairbanks campuses. University of Alaska Southeast also expects to begin a principal training program next fall. DeFeo said in an interview with KTOO last week that her team plans on surveying teachers in February to see which factors play into their decisions to leave.
What we can see pretty clearly is who stays and who goes. We can do that very accurately. What we don't know all the time is why they make those choices.
ICER plans to publish a full report on turnover rates next spring. And finally this evening, the state launched a new telehealth service for Alaskans with intellectual and developmental disabilities last month. It provides 24/7 access to behavioral health services for those who qualify on Medicaid. Pamela Burton works for the Alaska Division of Senior and Disability Services. She says this program will help fill a gap in services.
The availability of providers, specifically behavioral health clinicians that have experience and training in working with an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities, is really slim in the state. And in some areas, particularly the more rural areas, there's no providers at all.
Burton says the behavioral health providers are from outside Alaska. The service will offer counseling, crisis intervention or triage, and long-term behavioral health support. Clinicians can also refer patients to outside support as needed. Burton says the resource will be especially helpful for people who have both intellectual or developmental disabilities and behavioral health diagnoses.
Those individuals do tend to have a higher rate of crises, emergency room visits, and hospitalizations. And then in Alaska, those barriers are further compounded by geography.
She says the idea for the support came from learning about how similar programs have been used in other states.
And how successful it's been in really helping to reduce or prevent a crisis situation before it gets to that point, reduce emergency room utilization and hospitalizations.
Burton says the program is free for Alaskans with intellectual and developmental disabilities who qualify under Medicaid. Eligible Alaskans can sign up at the website for the state's Division of Senior and Disabilities Services. And that will do it for the KDLL Evening News. We had help tonight from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara, Jamie Deep with KTOO in Juneau, and Rachel Cassandra with Alaska Public Media in Anchorage. You can find our stories online at kdll.org. I'm Jenny Nyman. Thanks for tuning in.